In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah dreams of a time when God will come with vindication to save his people. Isaiah sees his dream happening when the eyes of the blind will be opened, when the ears of the deaf will be cleared, and when the tongue of the mute will sing. The gospel relates to us that some people brought a deaf man with a speech impediment to Jesus. And notice how carefully Jesus treats this man. Because this man could not hear, Jesus touches him, putting his finger in his ears, spitting and touching his tongue. And then Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be opened." And suddenly the man could hear. It was truly a miraculous and glorious moment. Mark sees Isaiah's dream fulfilled in Jesus. And notice, too, that the people in Mark's gospel recognize that Jesus was not an ordinary healer. That is why the last sentence of today's gospel says, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." And so the people begin to wonder if Jesus could be the Messiah. Without realizing it, they were proclaiming that Isaiah's prophecy had indeed been fulfilled. Now, we may protest that our hearing is fine, and thus we have no need for the cure that Jesus performed in our gospel. And yet, even with if our physical hearing and speech are unimpaired, our spiritual hearing and speech can easily be compromised. We may block out God's word because we are ensnared by sin, or because we are swept up by anger and division so prevalent in our culture today. And once we block out God's word, hearing it perhaps, but not listening to it, we find it difficult, if not impossible, to speak or bear witness to our faith. You know, before retiring, I used to perform a lot of weddings, and I was often invited out of courtesy to attend the evening reception, even though I really didn't know anyone. And it was often very awkward passing the time while waiting to offer the blessing for the meal. And another priest in a similar circumstance shared the following story. He said, "I remember observing a woman who was working the hall like a politician, moving from one person to the next. And each time she encountered someone, she would speak quickly and let them know how delighted she was to see them, and then she would move on. One person she encountered looked rather down, and when she asked, 'How are you doing?' the woman responded that she wasn't doing well, that her husband was very ill, and she was concerned for him. The woman said, 'Oh, how wonderful. We can speak about more about this later,' and then moved off to the next person. The woman whom she spoke was left looking bewildered. I felt badly as I watched this sad human encounter. One woman carrying a heavy cross in her heart, the other making the rounds, but listening to no one. I felt badly that this woman could hear the words of this worried wife without really listening to them." But before we get too judgmental, let's look at our own lives. How often do we hear without listening? That's the challenge before us today. Do we listen to the voice of God, or do we just hear God's voice? Do we let the words of Christ sink into our hearts, or are they just a stream of words that go in one ear and out the other? Our days are crammed full with too many words, too much talk. We live in the midst of days filled with texting, talking, and emailing. Some of us walk through stores and theme parks and ride in cars, all the while glued to a cell phone. And the paradoxical result? People become deaf to the words of Jesus, the thoughts of the Bible, and the language of the church, because the loudness and clutter of this world's noise has made them deaf. In today's second reading, St. James describes something we all know about: discrimination, favoritism, prejudice. We are very quick to judge people by superficial standards, by looks, and by image. And the readings today remind us that we need the gifts of sight, of hearing, and of speech to see as Christ sees, to hear as he hears, and to speak as he speaks. The readings remind me of the story of Venezia Riva. If you are familiar with his name, then you might also remember that many years ago, Venezia was the man with a disfigured face whom Pope Francis hugged and kissed. Venezia was suffering from Recklinghausen's disease, which left him completely covered from head to toe with growths, swelling, and itchy sores. He had long been accustomed to the unkindness of others. But then Venezia traveled with his aunt and others from northern Italy to Vatican City, and they attended a morning public audience held by Pope Francis. Venezia was in a wheelchair, and although the group was not expecting to be close to the Pope, they were ushered into a corner in the front row. And when the Pope came close to Venezia, he thought that maybe Pope Francis would give him a handshake. But the Pope did more than that. He embraced him tightly and kissed him. It was a moment Venezia would never forget. Venezia's physical appearance was so grotesque that it took great love to be able to do what Pope Francis did. That gesture from the Pope made a huge impact in his life. Later, Venezia said, "When Pope Francis caressed me all over my face, I felt only love." But truth be told, we all have a hearing trouble. Perhaps we need to pray that our own ears might be opened and we might be able to listen to the voice of God, piercing through the chatter and clutter of our own time. We pray that we might listen to God's voice coming to us in the poor, the lonely, the brokenhearted, and the abandoned. And finally, even though we are celebrating the 23rd Sunday in ordinary time, I wanted to remind you, especially here at the Basilica of Mary, Queen of the Universe, that today is the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If on the day of the Immaculate Conception, we rejoice in the moment the Mother of God herself was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, then 9 months later, that today, September 8th, we celebrate her birth, the moment of joy when both her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne, welcomed her into the world, having no idea she would be the one to bear our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is Mary who tells us to do whatever he tells you. If we cannot hear, then we cannot do. And if we cannot do, then the direction of Mary falls on deaf ears. Perhaps we need to pray, "Open my ears, O Lord, that I might open my heart, so that I might follow your commands." And so let us spend the rest of today in celebration of the birthday of the Mother of our Lord, recalling the example of her faith and dedication, her trust in God, and how she humbly allowed God to lead her in all things. Amen.